Welcome to the Deep Roots at Home podcast. For those of you new here, the Deep Roots at Home website was founded by Jackie in 2011. As a retired RN, longtime homeschooler, past Lyme sufferer with a love of preventative natural medicinals, Jackie has encouraged women for years now. Our desire is to spread truth and important information during these recent deceptive times, as well as the practicals of homemaking and all things beautiful. Whether you are listening in the car, while you're making dinner for your children, or sitting with a relaxing cup of tea, welcome to the podcast.
I think that's all there is to say about lobelia. So let me circle back to Silver Shield in gel form. So Nature Sunshine has basically two Silver Shield gels. I don't even use the purifying gel because it's just weaker. So I only buy for my children, us, whatever, the Silver Shield Rescue Gel. It just has stronger parts per million of silver in it, so it's a little more potent. It's 24 parts per million, and they call it wound dressing gel. But it's my go-to for sunburns. It's my go-to for any, open wound, cuts, scrapes, hangnail, if it's really, painful or kind of getting swollen or something like that, a splinter, a pimple, stitches. My dog tried to slice part of her paw off on steel roofing 2 years ago. So we had to take her in to get stitches, but I just covered her wound in silver and it healed really fast, almost too fast. So I had to scrape away scabs when I took her stitches out. But it has a ton of applications. Anything topical, it replaces basically Neosporin and triple antibiotic ointment in my home. It replaces burn cream. And then because it's in gel form, if you had like a sty on your eye or a foot fungus, you could try it on that. Or even for women, for vaginal infections, it can also be extremely helpful because, again, it's silver, so it can work against fungus and bacteria. You don't necessarily have to know what the type of infection is that you're up against. Let's see. That's probably enough to be said about silver gel, I think. Pretty easy. You're not going to hurt anybody or screw up. Oh, diaper rash. That was the other thing.
Okay.
We're talking about kids. So can be all like, so, I love things that you can use for
right.
So many different things. And I don't have to have a separate product for every last little symptom that goes on. Raw coconut oil is also amazing for diaper rash. So either of those, start there. Okay. So then with, little babies, more in the infant stage, I mentioned before, I'm pretty much using silver orally or silver gel topically, or like basic things like raw coconut oil, and then essential oils. And my favorite place to apply essential oils is the spine, because until kids are, even my 2.5-year-old plays with her feet or is running around, ripping her socks off, I don't want greasy oils or things they're going to touch and potentially get in their eyes or their mouth, onto their hands or a carpet or whatever. So I pretty much put everything on the spine or occasionally the top of the head. So Nature Sunshine has some amazing essential oils. So from there, and then they also have glass carrier bottles and carrier oils for the do-it-yourself mama that wants to make your own blends or have just straight essential oils on hand. They don't have like the kid blends and stuff that Young Living offers. So that's why I wanted to mention those for people who maybe don't know about what the options are, or for the working mom or the just not do it yourself mom, because that's okay. I'm a working mom and I don't want to do everything myself. I do a lot of do it yourself stuff. And then other stuff I would just rather buy and have it done for me. So, but my favorite blend that I make that I've had on hand since my oldest was an infant is Roman chamomile and lavender essential oil. I have those on hand and I have a few of these glass roller bottles and carrier oil. And I make a blend of equal parts Roman chamomile and lavender. And I use it for so many things. So for my kids, if they're like a newborn, you probably only need about 2 drops of each of those essential oils in these glass roller bottles that I'm talking about from Nature Sunshine, then fill it up with carrier oil. They're a pretty good size roller bottle. for the newborn stage, that is enough potency, and you can apply it to their spine. If they're fussy for any reason, they're not sleeping, they spike a fever, they have any cold and flu, because remember that both of these essential oils will help fight infection. So they're going to get into their bloodstream systemically and help. They're going to be killers, right? So they can go and kill bacteria, viruses, fungus, whatnot. If baby is prone to diaper rash already at that young of an age, you know that you're probably up against some yeast overgrowth and or bacterial overgrowth in the gut. So this could even be applicable for that. You could make up a little jar ointment of raw coconut oil with one or two drops of lavender or Roman chamomile, or one drop of each, to enhance diaper rash ointment if you feel like coconut oil is kind of helping, but it's not potent enough. Or you could layer silver gel with raw coconut oil, or silver gel with your enhanced raw coconut oil with the essential oils in it. So all of these things keep adding layers of potency, but cover a ton of bases of things that happen with little kids. And the same would be like a child with eczema. You could use that same idea of raw coconut oil with essential oil. You could use the combination of lavender and Roman chamomile, or straight lavender, or straight frankincense, also a force to be reckoned with when you have signs of yeast in children. So diaper rash in babies is a red flag. Eczema in babies or children that are getting older. Now, there can be, I'm not saying that this is a one size fits all remedy and that it's going to cure all eczema. I'm not saying that, because eczema is an outer reflection of much deeper systemic and gut things going on. Fair enough. And so, yes, perhaps candida overgrowth is a part of it, or bacterial overgrowth, most likely both. But food allergies, dairy or gluten, or other things, there could be a whole lot more to the story. In some cases of eczema, can be much more complicated than that. But in a case of eczema, you could start giving them oral silver and use these topical options and see how far you get very safely. And then you can schedule an appointment with someone or myself if it's a much more serious case. But back to the roller bottle of Roman chamomile and lavender. So once I have a child that's maybe beyond the newborn stage, I'm using like 5 drops of lavender and Roman chamomile filled to the top with carrier oil, making it a little more potent. So that I don't have to put so much on. So I'll do like a swipe up and down the spine, just like one time up, one time down. It's my favorite, one of my favorite fever remedies, with or without belladonna homeopathic for fevers in babies, because that gets scary and people are looking for something that they can do. If it's a higher fever, I will do a drop of frankincense straight on the top of the head. And sometimes I do that even just for sickness, because I know how much punch frankincense can pack. It can kill viruses, it can kill bacteria. My daughter just got a stomach virus not too long ago. So she didn't want to be touched. She didn't even really want to take silver when she was in the thick of it. But she would let me put a drop of frankincense on her head, and she only threw up once and had it super mild. I don't know if that played a role or not, but I'm going to give her system a little bit of extra fight, and it's so easy, and I know it can't hurt her, and probably would be beneficial to do just in the healthy days as well, right? Arm her system and help at the cellular level. So lavender could be used on the top of the head too, if you had that, and that's a way more affordable option. But that roller bottle of frankincense, or sorry, of lavender and Roman chamomile can help a child to sleep if they're fussy or restless or having growing pains, or even a colicky child, because of the calming and anti-inflammatory effects. So it could have some soothing benefit to the digestive system, and again, help kill off some yeast and bacteria that might be at the root of that as well. You could put it on little areas of eczema or whatever. So again, it's just something that you don't have to be afraid to use, that I've used for so many different things, and it is like my go-to roller for my kids still to this day at 2.5 and 6 years old. I just make it a little more potent now.
Yeah, it sounds like it's almost a one size fits all for a lot of things.
For a lot of things, like to me, it's a must have. And it's just so easy to make. And, you know, once you have those essential oils on hand, they last so long. So you,
right.
It's a great investment to have. So then for the, I think I kind of expired what I would use those two things for. Do you want me to speak to anything else about using Roman chamomile or lavender outside of a roller or anything? Or do you have any other
applications? No, go ahead.
Okay. I think that's about all I would say about that. Then for the person, like I was saying, who is maybe the working mom or not the do-it-yourself, isn't interested in making their own roller bottles and all of that and having carrier oil around, this is where I use Young Living. So I don't use a ton of their products, but I do have an account and you can access this through, again, drjana.com and the store tab. They have an amazing kids blend already made. So they have a line called Seedlings and it's just one formula, kind of like what I just explained, my Roman chamomile and lavender blend. It's similar, already done for you in a pretty little bottle called Seedlings, and it smells really good. And they only have one formula because they too know there's just only so much you do for an infant. And this one formula packs a lot of punch because it's, you know, antimicrobial. It's going to help them fight infections. It's very calming, can help the baby sleep, rest, calm down, blah, blah, blah. So Seedlings Calm is their infant line. Then they have a line called Kid Sense. And they have, I think six or eight different formulas that are already pre-formulated in a big roller bottle, or they have the little minis for pretty much all things age 2 and up. So my two favorite from that line are the Sniffles. I always have that one on hand. So that's got more of some of the menthol, like cooling oils in it that are great for like to add the extra sinus or drying capacity. So when your kid has the sniffles or the coughs, you can use that. You could use it alongside that lavender and Roma chamomile blend, or a great combination is either Oregon grape and or seasonal allergy and Sniffles on their spine. So pretty much if kids get sick, they're getting spoonfuls of Oregon grape. If there's any congestion, they're getting seasonal allergy, they're getting shots of silver, and they're getting Sniffles on their spine.
Gotcha.
I just cover all the bases and slather them and hit things aggressively to hopefully shorten the length and get over it sooner. That's my theory. But the Sniffles and then the Sleepy Eyes, which I haven't used much lately, but when they're younger, the fussy teething stages and all of that, I love the Sleepy Eyes because it's got extra formulation, even more so than the Roman chamomile and lavender. And I put the little roller bottle on top. I taught them very young how to use it themselves, and they loved to put it on themselves before bed. Well, if they're putting it on themselves, we're not necessarily using the spine. I teach them to circle their belly button and then pull their jammies over it and don't touch it. So that's how we do it in our home. A lot of mamas teach them to put it on their feet, and then they have their essential oil socks and they can go to bed that way. So any of it works, or you can even use the straight, like the lavender and Roman chamomile in a diffuser that you diffuse in their bedroom or in the room they're in when they're sick or something like that. But these Kid Sense line are roller bottles. They're not designed for diffusing. They're already pre-diluted to the perfect ratios and ready to put in your diaper bag or keep at your diaper changing station or in your medicine cabinet to use on your kids immediately. So I do love them for that reason. And I have that set of Kid Sense and still the Seedlings Calm on hand because they're so easy and they work. Aside from that, I did want to mention other applications for essential oils for ear infections. So if you didn't have the Silver Shield or colloidal silver on hand to put into the ear, essential oils around the ear is also amazingly effective. So I always have both on hand, but again, this is my career, so I've had many more years to build up and have a thorough medicine cabinet. But for the person who might be just getting started, they might have one or the other. Let's say you invested in the Roman chamomile and or the lavender. Lavender would be a great option to dilute with a little carrier oil or just a little coconut or olive oil or castor oil and rub it around the front and back of the ear, and then maybe put a warm washcloth over that. you'll knock out most ear infections that way as well. So another option for natural remedy for ear infection that Nature Sunshine has, this wasn't on my list to talk about, but I'll mention it, is garlic oil. I like the other two because they smell better, they're easier, and I use them for many other things. I have a bottle of garlic oil capsules that I've had for probably 10 years, so I don't even know if they're still good. But because you use them so rarely, and then I don't particularly like to take garlic oil because then I smell so strongly like garlic. But suffice it to say, it's very effective, it's very affordable, and it packs a ton of punch. And you can poke that capsule open with a needle and put a drop of garlic oil straight into the ear. And that also will kill almost every ear infection. So yeah, that's a third option that you can use. It's just not my favorite. It's just messier and stinkier.
When it comes to vaccines, most mothers and fathers want to know facts, not others' opinions. Jackie wished she had known more facts when she went in for her first well baby visit. Because Jackie strongly promotes parental choice, she felt led to write a short treatise with personal facts. This vaccination ebook is pretty concise to allow you, the parent, to read, research into the studies she shares, and come up with your own decisions. Jackie's sincere desire is that you and your children thrive, and so she presents to you the vaccination ebook free of charge. Simply go to deeprootsathome.com/vital-info-ebook/. That's deeprootsathome.com/vital-info-ebook/.
Frankincense could also be used around the ear for any ear infection. And another application for frankincense is with the nebulizer. So added to Silver Shield, you could do straight Silver Shield nebulized. You could do Silver Shield plus Lobelia Essence for bronchodilation, nebulized. You could do Silver Shield plus frankincense nebulized for a really nasty infection. Maybe you don't need the bronchodilation of the Lobelia, but you have a respiratory infection that is stubborn. I had one last year and it was brutal. And the cough was so painful, probably had COVID, I don't know. So I was adding a drop of frankincense to the silver, and I only had to do that for one day, and it did calm things, like probably got me about 50% under control. And then I stopped nebulizing more just because of busyness and kids and laziness, but I'm like, good enough. Okay. Got me. But you can keep doing that. You're not going to hurt yourself. And in fact, you're probably going to knock out some other things that need to be dealt with. So, frankincense can be added to just the silver or the silver plus lobelia, depending on the severity and combination of symptoms that somebody might be dealing with in a respiratory sickness situation.
Okay.
Fair enough. And then let's see, let me check my notes here. I mentioned all of that. We can talk about advanced TRS and advanced fulvic because those things are amazing. And I believe foundational for everyone to clear the system. They are not going to be specifically, you're not going to use them necessarily acutely for a cold or flu or infection. However, let's say you have a sickly child with any significant amount of issues, or on the spectrum, or you know, sensory issues, or a lot of digestive issues, get sick all the time. These are all symptoms that basically this child is toxic. And I don't mean that in an insulting way. So toxic as far as their body is overloaded with infections and or environmental toxins or heavy metals. I don't know what, and I can't answer that question without seeing it in labs per se. But what I can tell you is that if you have a plethora of symptoms, you have a plethora of toxicities and infections in the body, and a great place to start, which I carry, Jackie carries, Deep Roots at Home carries, is the advanced TRS and fulvic acid. You could either do months of one of them and then start the other, or you can pair them together and take both. But that's going to clear a lot of that foundational chemical, environmental, and heavy metal toxicity over the course of 6 to 12 months. Amen.
Gotcha.
That can be paired safely with anything we're talking about. Just keep in mind that both of those are binders, so you wouldn't use right. them back to back time-wise with Silver Shield. You could use them in the same day. You would just put some time between them.
Gotcha.
But when I'm thinking children with ADHD or ADD or any vaccine injury or noticeable reaction in the past from one of those chronic allergies, I'm definitely TRS and Fulvic are going to be on my radar as part of their plan. I do have both my girls and myself and my husband on it still to this day because it's literally, as part of a bigger plan, changed our lives, truly. Other things to that would be good to have on hand. There's a blank of children's medications. Now these are like over-the-counter chemical medications, but there's a line called Genexa for those who aren't familiar that are dye-free and it doesn't have all the additives in them. So they have, for example, like it's a Tylenol, basically like Tylenol pain and fever reducer product.
Okay.
So it's not a natural alternative, but it is a clean alternative to over-the-counter medication. So the brand is called Genexa. I think it's just important that people know about this line that was created. It doesn't have all those yucky additives that add insult to injury. They also have an allergy medicine that is like the replacement for Benadryl without all the yuckies of Benadryl. But there's a time and a place when you might need to have or maybe should have that for a severe allergic reaction where something natural maybe isn't going to cut it in an emergency situation, or if you have a child who is anaphylactic or has significant reactions to like a bee sting or something, and you just feel more comfortable having Benadryl on hand, you might consider the Genexa allergy medicine versus Benadryl just to have a cleaner option.
Is that spelled with a G or is
It
that?
is. Yep, it's Genexa, and you can get it online. If you do a quick Google search for it, you'll find them and see what all they have to offer. So I'll just kind of leave it at that since I'm not a medical doctor and I don't
Right.
prescribe. Now, this is over the counter, but I just wanted it to be on people's radar that it is out there.
Right.
They also they have a homeopathic line. I believe it's still Genexa. The cold crush, we always have that online. It's a homeopathic blend. They have a children's version and then an adult version. And they're just little homeopathic tablets that dissolve in your mouth really easily for basically any cold or flu. So I like to have those and Oscillococcinium on hand for these seasonal cold and
Right.
flus to arm the system. I did want to speak to homeopathics a little bit. I use homeopathics. I love them. I find them extremely effective. They're super safe. For the purpose of this podcast, because I'm not a licensed homeopath, I don't want to cross the line of like prescribing medicine without a license or anything like that. And of course, this is a podcast, so I'm just sharing what I do for my patients and clients and my own children. So I'm not prescribing anything to anybody.
Right.
But that said, that's why I'm not talking as much about homeopathics. And I would defer back to the Deep Roots at Home podcast because Jackie is way more well-versed in homeopathics than I am, number one. And I've learned a lot from her. As a mother and even as a doctor. So I would go back to that blog and use that as a resource for really applicable names of homeopathics and how to use them and all the universal applications for some of those different homeopathics that she's shared over the years.
Gotcha.
I am a fan and I do use them and I do love them.
Right.
Another option, clean option when we're talking about like over-the-counter medication is the dye-free version of children's Motrin. If you, I personally keep Motrin on hand versus Tylenol. Tylenol is a glutathione reducer. I know that MTHFR, the gene SNP or gene mutation that affects your methylation pathway and glutathione production, I have it. I know my girls have it. So I choose to keep children's Motrin on hand. I think I've had to use it a total of 2 times in 6 years ever. But if a fever is getting scary high, I am not going to be afraid to give a dose of Motrin. So when my daughters, they've not had fevers very much, but if they've had 100 or 100, even up to 103 fever, I'm gonna let it ride. I know that it's beneficial. I'm going to use a lot of the remedies that I just shared, wet sock therapy. But I did recently have a friend who called me. She was panicked because her son was spiking a fever. It was reading 105.8, whether that was accurate or not. I just wouldn't fart around. And I did recommend her taking a dose of children's Motrin to get it under control. And then we got in a tepid bath and we did all the things. And she had that fever completely under control, never to spike again to those levels or even past 101 within like an hour. So it was pretty amazing. I know the medicine worked, but then we controlled inflammation and had did the other natural interventions to support the body and get it under control. So that was a pretty cool, very recent testimony. Another thing I wanted to share is on my website at drjana.com, I have a wellness blog and a recipe blog. So I've mentioned the detox lemonade. I think that every mother should know this recipe. It's not rocket science. It's just lemonade made with apple cider vinegar, but I have some options for add-ins and things that you can do to enhance it or make it into an electrolyte drink. Anyway, that recipe is on the recipe blog. On my wellness blog, there's something, I have something what I call a flu shot recipe. That involves oregano and apple cider vinegar and stuff like that. So those things can be looked up there. I also have a long list of natural antibiotics on there that people can print off and use and just start to have an even deeper guide beyond children that for adult applications that maybe you want to add to if you have a home binder or something that you don't want to have everything just in digital format. That's there as another resource to help people. Just a reminder that with essential oils, those that can be used safely orally, if you don't know, then talk to somebody that does. I think that would take us way too long into this podcast to get into that today. But like a very pure, anything from the Young Living line or Nature Sunshine line, or for those that use doTERRA, for example, those are all safe to be ingested if they're ingestible oils. So for example, like lemon essential oil, a drop of lemon or two in an older child or an adult. I don't do this with my, with little ones or toddlers or anything. My older one, I do. She's 100th percentile. So she's like the size of a 7 or 8 year old. So we recently had a nasty, cough, cold, whatever infection. And so I would use a drop of lemon essential oil if it's really stubborn and these other things aren't working on a spoonful of raw local honey or Manuka honey. And that makes a very powerful like cough medicine and antidote to the virus just hiding. It really, really helps. And they know it. So they ask for it. So those things, or especially in adults, a drop of lemon or a drop of thyme or a drop of peppermint or even a drop of orange essential oil, if it's pure and organic and can be ingested, can also really help for respiratory things or fighting infections and stuff like that. Or it could be added to a hot tea to add some powerful punch to it and spruce up your medicinal application, I guess, if
right.
you will. So those are great things to have. The detox lemonade is also a great carrier, if you will, to get liquid herbs or maybe a drop or two of essential oil into a body. Diffusers are great for using essential oils, especially with kids, just to get them breathing them in and as they're playing, as they're resting, as they're sleeping, things like that. And then I think the last thing I wanted to mention was wet sock therapy and detox or dirt baths, because I think these are so powerful. So wet sock therapy, I think Jackie has, does she have a blog? She has a blog on wet sock therapy, right?
I do not know. That is not something that I remember.
If she doesn't, you can find it online, and I just have to find the time, but it's on my list of blogs to write. With having kids, I haven't recorded and written a whole lot until recently. So I hope to get that done, but I feel like Jackie has a wet sock therapy blog.
Yeah, I'm just looking. Yes, she does. The wet sock treatment gives a plethora of overnight benefits. She does. Yes. I'll put a link to that in the bottom of the show notes.
Perfect. Every parent needs to know about wet sock therapy. So I'm just going to defer to there. But suffice it to say, you can use that for anytime there's a respiratory infection or a fever, even for just other colds and flus, and usually there's, you know, people kind of think of it as this rigid rule that you do, you take this warm bath and you do the wet socks and then you bundle up and go to bed. That's true. But I have, when we've been struggling, I've applied this, the same concept, and done it during the day while I'm working or while I'm cooking or just taking care of my kids, because right, what mother has time to be sick?
Right.
I'm going to try wet sock during the day. And I've noticed help from it. I've also added to the idea of wet sock therapy and slathered my feet in carrier oil or castor oil with essential oils, depending on the situation, and also noticed benefit from it, just doing it through the day. And I just bundle myself up and put on sweats and make sure I'm nice and warm and layer the socks and then put slippers on so that my whole body is staying nice and heated. And I've noticed that it still helps even during the day. So wet sock therapy is a really effective like home remedy that I believe everybody should know about for all ages, but especially for little babies and toddlers and things. Another thing that you can very safely do to try to keep your kids off those medications and out of the hospital.
It is no secret that Jackie loves TRS, but some have asked exactly what is TRS? TRS is a nanozeolite spray that facilitates some amazing things. TRS does not heal anything, but it gently clears the body of toxins and heavy metals, so the body can heal itself exactly as God designed it to do. Why not get to the root cause instead of just applying Band-Aids? Excellent supplements and individual remedies can help, but they cannot help as much until you remove the root source of inflammation and disease. Detoxing toxins and metals is foundational to good health. TRS is safe for the elderly and for children as well. For more information, go to www.deeprootsathome.com/TRS.
It would be a must have, it would be a must know remedy in the case of like RSV or something like that. So let me speak to when my daughter had RSV and share some of the creative ideas that I had never had to utilize before, but I believe the Lord gave me great wisdom when she was struggling, because I was so determined to help her and get her better and not put her on steroids or knock her system down with an antibiotic, knowing that it was viral in nature. Anyway, we did successfully get her better. She was sick for 2 weeks. She lost a whole size because she just wouldn't eat, but I was able to get enough like water and electrolytes in her that we did get through it. But I could not get these liquid herbs into her body, so I had to think outside of the box. And the Lord just kept flooding me with wisdom, because fear was trying to set in with the high fevers that wouldn't break and the cough that was so scary and her not eating. And then I just kept thinking, like, she's still fully alert. She's okay. She's crying. This is uncomfortable. I don't like this. I am scared, but I'm casting my fears and cares on the Lord. And I'm also trusting him for discernment that if I am, if there is a need to go to the hospital, he will make it very clear. And my husband and I will both be in alignment. And we were not opposed to doing that if we needed to. But at the time, we were living on the road our year where we lived in an RV and traveled while we built our house here in Wyoming. And I didn't know the hospital here. Like, everything was just, we were, you know, I needed to do as much as I could on my own. So we brought out the silver with nebulizing. I did put frankincense. She was only 18 months at the time, and I still nebulized frankincense once I realized this wasn't just an everyday cold. This was getting worse. It was really severe. I was using Oregon grape orally with her, but probably within, I don't remember exactly, but 24 to 48 hours, she wasn't letting me putting anything in her mouth. I could kind of pin her down and get silver orally into her mouth. So I did what I could because it tasted like water, but the other would almost make her gag and throw up. But then the Lord reminded me, well, just like oils work, just like anything that touches our skin, if we are holding magnetic receipts, we're getting exposed to BPA and it gets into our system. In the same regard, I could put these liquid herbs and just paint her feet with them and use that as my carrier and put essential oils on her feet and then put layers of socks on over that and basically get doses of liquid herbs into her body through her skin, and her feet was the most applicable resource, you know, way to do it, whatever. So that is what I did. I started with lower doses and more diluted versions of essential oils, like what you're supposed to use for a baby or a toddler. But I knew that what I was up against was way more serious. So then I started using essential oils just in whatever amount. I just squirted the herbs, the Oregon grape and the seasonal allergy, because she was full of mucus all over her feet, enough to just coat them. So I don't know how much that was, maybe a half a teaspoon at a time of each. Her feet were like brown and sticky and gooey, and I didn't care. And that's not fun to go through that many sticky socks when you're living in a camper. But it worked. And I did happen to have this stuff on me while we lived in the camper, because I knew I needed to be equipped with children. But I started using like Thieves, and from Nature Sunshine, they have this blend called Essential Shield that has 10 or 11 different oils in it. I should have mentioned that one. I love that blend. It's like, if in doubt and you've got a cold going on, or you want to make your own cleaning products or your own body butter, that's what I put in there. Essential Shield.
And that's so, at Nature Sunshine.
That's Nature Sunshine. Essential Shield. It's their big blend product for all things like immune, or I use it in home cleaning products, and kind of like you would use Thieves.
Okay.
If you're familiar, or maybe On Guard from doTERRA, or combinations of those. But it does have different stuff in it. So it's actually got eucalyptus and I can't remember what all the differences are, but it has more than Thieves has in it, suffice it to say, and it smells a little bit different. But so I had Essential Shield on hand. So I was using straight like 2 drops at a time with the liquid herbs on her feet. And then I was rubbing like 1 to 2 drops of Thieves or Essential Shield. And I even had to use eucalyptus. They tell you not to use eucalyptus in children under 2 years old. In this situation, because she had so much mucus in her lungs and seasonal allergy was only doing so much, and Oregon grape and silver, they were only doing so much. I knew that I had to get aggressive. So, a bigger infection, I needed to pull out more potency in my medicine. Because if you think about it, that's what they're going to do at the hospital.
Right.
They're not going to give baby doses. They're giving, I mean, to some degree, but they're pulling out steroids and intravenous antibiotics and, you know, breathing treatments, all this stuff. That those things are extremely toxic.
Yeah.
Medicines. But they're not going to hold back, because their job is to be the last stop to like,
right,
your life or get your airways opened or whatever, not really paying attention to like the liver damage and things like that that are going to be
right. Right.
Like, they're essential oils. Give me a break. Like, that's the next option. I need to get more aggressive. So I did. And it did take us 2 weeks to fully get through it. But pulling out the bigger guns with more potent essential oils, layering them, using them in stronger application, and what I really just wanted to share was, if you can't go through the mouth, go through the skin, even if it's messy. And then you're still getting it into the system. And that was a game changer. And I fully believe what kept us out of the hospital. Mm-hmm. And only the Lord gave me that wisdom and reminded that to me in my fatigue and fear at the time, and taught me so much. So I've been able to share that with other moms. And I'm very, very grateful that we were able to get through that. I also, the only thing I could really get her to sip on, and it wasn't much, was that detox lemonade. And I put sea salt in it. It made it like an electrolyte drink, and it carried her. And yes, she did lose a size, but she put that back on within the month and she was okay. I also tried to get her to drink a little bit of bone broth, and occasionally I could get her to do just enough that we were okay, where we weren't dehydrated and she wasn't looking totally glassed over, right, responsive or anything like that. So I was paying very close attention to those things. I was also using essential oil, the frankincense, on the top of her head and things to control fever at the time. I may have even used some CBD with her to try to control some inflammation. I don't remember, but I have given my kids some liquid CBD on occasion or like pain, fevers, inflammation, to help. So that's how we got through it. That can hopefully give somebody some encouragement or confidence in different things that you can try.
Right.
At times we were diffusing. I'm sure there's more things I was doing that I'm forgetting. But suffice it to say, I was pulling out pretty much all
the stops
things that I mentioned here. And this is like, so in summary, all those things I used pretty much all at once when I had was faced with like the most serious infection that we've faced in our family with the kids, and it did work. And I didn't have a bathtub because I lived in a camper, so I couldn't do detox baths, which I would normally do with a child. So let me, I think, pretty much end on this note. And then I had two other over-the-counter products that I'll mention for some specific things. So what I call a detox bath or a dirt bath can be used for any type of detoxification or journey, like where you're in a season of needing to detox, and also for any acute illness. So my girls know if they're sick, they ask if they can take a dirt bath. So I'm going to start with like simple recipe for dirt bath, and then other ideas for how you can make it more potent or spruce it up or things you can replace with. So you're going to start in a regular sized bathtub. You want to have the water as warm as your kids can handle it, and you want to soak for at least 20 minutes. So you're going to do 2 cups of baking soda. If this is a little baby and you're in a like something to prop them up, and you, or even using less water, you're probably okay with just 1 cup of baking soda. But for even a toddler to any older or even adult, a detox or dirt bath is going to start with 2 cups of baking soda. Most people will always have that on hand. You could replace that or do half and half with Epsom salt. If that was all you had, it would still be worth doing because it's still going to have a drawing effect and have that alkalizing effect. Then 1 teaspoon of vitamin C powder. So you could open up capsules if you happen to have those on hand, or you could keep a bag of vitamin C powder on hand. Nature Sunshine has a bag of vitamin C ascorbates for a really good price. And I just keep that in my bathroom closet because we do detox and dirt baths somewhat frequently, like not necessarily weekly, but you know, enough that I just keep a stash in there. So 1 teaspoon of vitamin C powder, some version of that, and then 1 teaspoon of a binder. So if you have activated charcoal, or if you have activated charcoal capsules, you could open up 3 capsules. Or if you have bentonite clay on hand, those could be interchangeable. So 1 teaspoon of either one of those. A much more potent version involves like using fulvic acid. Now, fulvic acid is way more expensive, so I don't always necessarily recommend this. But if you had the Cosiva Advanced Fulvic, that could be an option even in the liquid form, because you're just getting it into the bath. It's another binder, but it's going to up the binding power. Or any other capsules of fulvic acid product from a different company or something could also apply. But you're just adding extra binding capacity that's going to bind different things and draw them out of the body. To this, if you want to enhance the bath with any essential oils, obviously if it's a baby or a toddler, we're talking like 1 drop with a baby or a toddler, maybe 2 to 5 drops max. Like I'm usually going to say like 3 drops. Lavender is a great option because it's so safe. It's not going to burn. It's going to pack a lot of antimicrobial punch, but also be very relaxing. Or if they're super achy, lavender is very soothing. If we're talking older children or a much more serious illness, you can, to your comfort level, add the number of drops or the variety of essential oils, depending on what you're trying to tackle. So lavender and any citrus oils are very purifying and cleansing, and they're also great antibiotics and antivirals. You could mix some orange or lemon with some lavender and have a great detoxification blend. Or if you had that essential shield, that's like an all-in-one blend. You could add 2 to 4 drops to the powder before you put it in the water. So that was the key that I wanted to drive home, is you put the essential oil drops, whether it's 1 drop or 5, onto the vitamin C or baking soda powder before you put it into the water. And then it will drive the oils into the water and help emulsify them so that the oils aren't just sitting on top of the water where they can like burn your skin or not be a part of the whole bath. Does that make sense? You're muted.
Sorry, I was muted. So you actually put it in the baking soda or the vitamin C powder first.
And then dump it in
the water. Got it.
What I do is I keep a 1 cup scoop in a bag of baking soda in my under my vanity in my bathroom where the girls take their baths. So I'll go get that full scoop of baking soda, put the first cup in, then in the second cup, I scoop it up. And I take a little bit of the vitamin C powder, pour it on top of the baking soda, put my couple drops of essential oil right into it, and then dump it into the bath.
Gotcha.
That easy. And then I'll get the teaspoon of, and I don't usually actually measure once you kind of get the hang of it. You don't have to. But I'll go get my spoonful of activated charcoal to put in there. That's what I usually use. That's why we call it a dirt bath, because it looks like you're swimming in coffee. But if you use bentonite clay, it wouldn't be so dark brown because that's a lighter color. But nonetheless, it's still a form of a detox bath, and it still has that binding capacity. And this is amazing for fevers or, again, congestion. Or if you have a child that's really sick and maybe is a client or a patient or under care and they're going through some sort of detox, mold poisoning, gut issues, these things can really help. They can also sometimes help with constipation and things like that. So, and then that could suffice as your bath before implementing wet sock therapy after the bath and then putting them to bed.
And did you say, just to clarify, that the baking soda could be, you could instead use the magnesium?
You could use Epsom salts.
Yeah. Right.
You could use Epsom salt for half of or in place of baking soda if that's all you had on hand. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, listen, even a warm bath with a cup of Epsom salts in it or a cup of Epsom salt with a few drops of essential oil is a detox bath too.
Okay.
So any form of anywhere from one or more cups of salt, like one to two cups of salt, baking soda or Epsom salt. And then all the extra is just bonus and adding more bang to your bath. So, but just baking soda or just Epsom salt or a combination of just those two alone with none of the others, even if you didn't have essential oils on hand, is a force to be reckoned with and can be very, very calming and drawing and help the body draw out infections and toxins and fever and all those things.
Gotcha.
So every little extra layer that you add, you're just adding more power to it. And so if you're not confident about this or everything I'm talking about is extremely foreign or new, then maybe just start with 1 cup of baking soda and see how your kids do. And then if you're like, wow, that seemed to help or that didn't do much, then double or add the Epsom salt, you know, or use double the amount. And then the next time you can add a binder or add some essential oils, but just remember that whatever essential oils or whatever amount, just put them in some version of the powders that you're going to put in the water first, and then you won't waste them and they won't sit on top of the water. Because if you can picture like 5 drops of oil sitting on top of the water and it's right where your child is like soaking in the bath and it touches the skin, kids are more sensitive. And so if it's a hot oil, which I don't recommend you using something, don't use clove or peppermint or oregano, definitely not, just because they can burn, they're just hot, they can burn the skin. But you know, lemon or even lavender, like it's probably not going to hurt them. But I have had people who are really sensitive or in a you know, a tender season of life use just like 5 drops in a bath, and I've had somebody get like a skin burn from the essential oils because they didn't absorb in the water properly.
Wow. Okay.
It was too much. And it wasn't too much in a normal application, but for them, they were very sensitive. So it's always best to start conservative and work your way up and see what works or what seems to make sense for your family. And above all else, I pray about everything. So if we're walking in the Holy Spirit and we're praying through everything, when our kids are sick, especially, we want to be praying, right? And we want to be listening for that still small voice to say, oh, you know what, this is more serious, don't be afraid, like get more aggressive. Or no, and you may not understand why, but that's not what she explained in that podcast, that's not for you, mm-hmm. that's not for your child for whatever reason. So
right.
just exercise discernment. I'm trying to share wisdom to help as many people as I can, but not everything is for everyone perhaps. But I mean, of what I've shared, these things are, in the grand scheme of things, extremely safe and extremely effective.
Gotcha.
Okay. So, then I said, I wanted to mention two other things. So I think, for those who don't know about them, there's, we call them throat suckers. So they're suckers for kids, but they're actually like cough drops. And since little kids aren't safe to have just a cough drop that's not on a stick, I love those for when kids have a sore throat or a cough. We keep a bag of those on hand. I cannot remember. I should have looked at the brand or the bag before I came in here and recorded, but they would be easy to find. But those are great to have on hand. And my girls do love them. And I have found them to be soothing and helpful.
And they're just called throat suckers?
They're called throat suckers, or cough suckers or something, but they're basically like cough drops on a stick, but they don't taste like thieves cough drops or, you know, strong adult cough drops. They're formulated for kids, but they think of them as just a sucker, and it's just a sweet thing when they're sick. They go right. Bundle on the couch and they get their
okay
sucker. So I love those. And then a product for the family that has a child with severe constipation, that they pulled out some of these other things that I've mentioned in the podcast and nothing seems to be working. This was my child. I got dealt the things that, you know, I'll help all these other kids with all these gut issues and constipation. And then my poor Mercy with what we went through in my C-section and the cascade of events that came thereafter. By the time she was coming off of breast milk and introducing foods, she was so severely constipated, and no amount of probiotics or detox lemonade or enzymes or any of these things or essential oils, nothing worked. There's a product on the market that anybody can find online. The brand is BioRay, BioRay, BioRay Pooper. BioRay Pooper. And it's basically an herbal liquid that detoxes the liver and will work in cases of severe constipation. And so you would start low and just kind of dose your way up until it moves things. And within 24 hours, that was like the magic bullet for her. And that is when the light bulb went off of something way more serious was going on in both of our bodies. And lo and behold, we had parasites, something I guess we picked up in the hospital, and from the antibiotics, like just yeast overgrowth and other things. But it was a journey that took us a long time to tackle, but we did need to get her lymphatic pathways open and just get her to where she could have a bowel movement every day so that she wasn't in pain, so that she could remove the toxins that we were about to bomb and kill off.
Okay. Makes sense. And again, this would be safe so
strictly for ages.
But what would you say?
I am not sure how young, but I was using it at 1 year old.
Okay. Okay.
She was one, or maybe not even, no, she was over one, but she wasn't even quite 18 months old, and it's what we had to do. And it was the only thing that worked. But I think it can even be used in babies, because not everybody breastfeeds as long as I do, or they introduce foods younger than I did. I didn't introduce foods until 8 months old. I try to keep them breastfed longer and stuff like that, but we're all different mothers and have different circumstances and stuff.
Right.
So, but I believe that would just be something to read on the bottle. I'm okay. Not 100% sure, but, anyway, if there's constipation issues, it is safe for babies, and, it's certainly safer than what, again, they're going to give them all these laxatives in the hospital,
right.
Pediatrician,
right.
That those things have heavy metals in them and all kinds of nasty stuff. So, take that before the Lord. And use discernment, what is better to put in your baby's body. So it is formulated safe for children. It is a children's product. The whole BioRay line are herbal formulas for kids. So I've had to use that on a few patients over the years as well. And it works like nothing else has worked when you're covering the basics and going after the things that should work, and it's not cutting it, and the bowels are just literally stopped up, which is, it goes back to like liver and gallbladder. This was a miraculous remedy for us. So just wanted to share that. Surely relevant to somebody at some point.
Right.
I think that's mostly all that I had for today.
Well, this has been like a massive amount of information that's just like encyclopedic wisdom. Oh, thank you so
much.
I'm
sure there's more, but I like, for the purpose of reaching the masses.
This is giving an arsenal to these mommies. This is fantastic, fantastic stuff here today. Thank you. Thank you for,
thank the Lord for giving me the wisdom and teaching me, mostly through a lot of trials over the years and stuff.
Yeah. And I want to remind our listeners that all of this, or most of this that Jana has talked about, is on her website under her shop tab.
Store tab.
So I would encourage you to go back to her website. That's drjana.com. Make sure that you spend some time on that site, because she's got a wealth of information over there.
Well, thank you so much. I hope that it is a blessing to mothers, and that we can just be more equipped to care for our littles, and try to, my goal is to honor that oath that I made to first do no harm. There's so much that we can try first if we just have that wisdom and knowledge of things that really are known to work and that are safe. They're actually safe and effective, not things that are just claimed to be safe and effective.
Right.
And then there is a time and a place where you need an expert to be involved, or you need a pediatrician on hand, or we're grateful to have the emergency room or urgent care for other things. But there's much that we can tackle at home. And that's like what Jackie has started in her ministry, being a Titus II mama and helping train us up. And that is part of my ministry, is to pass on hope and wisdom and knowledge to other mothers and grandmothers and just patients and clients as adults as well, that there's so much that that is within our control to take action on and restore our health. So,
well, thank you, Jana, so very much.
You're very welcome. Good to be here again.
Thanks for joining us on the Deep Roots at Home podcast. We pray it has encouraged you in your walk with the Lord and as you serve your family. Could you do us a favor? If this has blessed you, could you help us spread the word by liking and sharing this podcast with your friends? And don't forget, we have lots of great links in the show notes that go along with today's podcast. See you next time.